Super Bowl Sunday is coming up, and Pat mentioned it in sports. We are officially verifying that WSJW, specifically 100.5 FM, that's the frequency that you can hear the game on Sunday night. We'll start at 5 o'clock for the pregame, for the eventual kick. What is it, like 6:18 or something like that? I don't even know.
I keep saying about approximately 6:30.
Somewhere around.
Yeah.
Well, whenever it happens, you'll hear all the coverage via your radio broadcast. This will only be, by the way, on 100.5 FM. Yep. Will not be a streamed. NFL rules prohibit that, but we'll at least have it on the radio so those who can't get to a TV can get to your radio with 100.5. Boy, seems to be a little news that's being made about the Super Bowl in various locations.
Just a bit.
Take your pick.
Right.
Take your pick. Speaking of picks, we should mention, yesterday we made picks from your morning team perspective. Pat, you produced your final Pat's Pigskin prognostications. You, and me for that matter, both seen the Seahawks beat the Seahawks.
How about
both
the
seen
Eagles?
The Eagles.
Yeah. Well, it was a bird.
Different kind of
bird.
defeating the Chiefs.
Yep.
Art Lewis is going with the Chiefs, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's a big Patrick Mahomes fan. And why not? Man, just won his second MVP award.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's the best.
I understand that once again, the Madden game was played the other day.
It was. That's right.
And Madden has the Eagles winning.
Close game, though, right? Isn't it?
It
wasn't. It was
31-17.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too close.
We were pretty much closer games ourselves.
Yep.
So that's what Madden says. So we'll see if Madden is right. We'll have to file that away to see how Madden's prediction goes. I haven't heard the latest line. Has it moved at all?
No, it's about still a point and a half for the Eagles. I thought maybe there'd be, and it could happen over the weekend, that there'd be more money thrown on the Chiefs, and I think that I wouldn't be surprised if it's like a point, maybe by the time kickoff happens.
Well, you know those who set the spreads and those who pay attention to all the gambling,
right,
are paying very close attention.
Yes,
very close attention. Have you been paying attention to some of the opportunities?
I have. Yeah.
Beyond. Just the game itself.
Beyond just the game itself, right. Which is funny that, and it depends, I guess, in which state you are in or maybe which gambling platform you use, on what exactly you can bet. Like on FanDuel, that's the one I'm on, I can bet on heads or tails, who's going to win the coin toss.
Coin toss.
Which team will win the coin toss. Which team will receive the ball first. You can do that, but that's really about it. I guess you have to go elsewhere, you know, maybe if you want to do these other side bets that really don't have a whole lot to do with the actual game, you know. So, for instance, I found out that you could, in some areas, you could bet on the following. How many NBA Major League Baseball players will appear in commercials? How many commercials? I mentioned this in my fix yesterday. How many commercials will feature a baby? You can bet on that. How many commercials will feature a dog? It seems like every year there's always at least one or two dog commercials, right?
Yeah.
At least. You can bet on this one. Here you go. Which company will be shown first? Meta, Amazon, or Google? You can bet on something like that. Which Hall of Fame quarterback will be mentioned first? How many times will Commissioner Roger Goodell be shown in the game? Just a couple things you can bet on. All right. Oh, here's one of my favorites. It's the, and I've talked about this before, the national anthem. You can bet on the national anthem. Of course, Chris Stapleton is doing the song this year, I believe. Do you know who holds the record, Charlie, for the quickest rendition of the national anthem ever?
The quickest rendition.
One of your favorites.
Ever. Really, one of my favorites.
Yes.
Wow.
It goes back some years.
My goodness. Traditional singing artist?
Oh, I'd say so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
prolific,
man.
Writer for many, many, many decades.
Oh.
And
I'm drawing a blank.
It took him just 1 minute and 2 seconds in Super Bowl 21, the one and only Neil Diamond.
Oh, wow.
Raced right through that one.
He did. A minute and 2 seconds.
Yeah, he didn't waste time.
Invite him back.
I know.
or just play the recording.
He just wanted to watch the game, I think.
So play ball.
That's right. The longest was Alicia Keys, 2:36 at Super Bowl 47, so about 5 years ago. The average, though, they say, stands around 1:43. I'd like to, you know, check out to see how long was Whitney Houston's. For some reason, that seems like that went on a little bit, but was not the record.
Wow, yeah, I think that was like a 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Something like that, just over 2 minutes.
Yeah, still the best rendition I think I've heard of a Super Bowl. That was great. All right, and finally, of course, Rihanna is the halftime performer.
Oh, what are we betting on there?
So you can bet a few things here, Charlie. Which song will she perform first? How many songs will she perform? There's an over-under on that one. You can bet on that one. What color outfit will she wear? Now,
she's going to change outfits.
That's what I'm thinking. This should be an over-under on that
one.
That's what I think,
though.
Will a football be used as a prop during her halftime show? Will the final song be an original song or a cover? Don't know. And then, of course, thanks to what happened between Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, you can bet on whether or not there will be a wardrobe malfunction. Some of the things you can do if you go to the, if you find the right betting platform, I guess you can make that bet.
Something for everyone.
Yes. Oh, and don't forget, there's always the traditional, which color Gatorade will be poured on the game-winning coach? Will Gatorade? Will it just be water? You know, there's so many things.
No, yeah. Sometimes a coach doesn't want the stickiness of the Gatorade. Just
right.
Hit me with the...
Give me the water.
Super Bowl LVII. Again, will be heard. Don't expect any reference to these prop bets during the broadcast as you listen.
Right.
On 100.5 News Radio WSW starting at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
By the way, I put 50 cents down that there will be heads for the opening coin toss.
So, you reference that. You could do the coin toss, then you also get to bet on who's going to receive?
You could if you like to.
Because a team could receive or defer.
That's right. Okay. You could if you want to. I'm just
doing the coin toss.
I'm just betting heads or tails. That's it.
Just doing the coin toss. All right. What's the payout on that if you're a winner?
For the 50 cents, I think I get about a dollar back.
Oh, all right.